the worst kept secrets, if it really ever was a secret, in the world of international geopolitics is that the current occupant of the building called the White House is a very depraved and sexually troubled individual. You've seen the videos. We all know that this man is truly evil, satanic, perverted. The word pedophile is constantly affixed to his name. It's really a disgusting situation when you consider the history of this country, what it was even just 5 years ago, and what it is now. Of course, it was bad 5 years ago, but the reality of it is all front and center now. They're not hiding anything. It's just right in our faces. So how evil, how perverted, how despicable a human being is the creeper. I mean, you won't even talk about his son. Let's talk with the old man here. And then you have the other issue. We've identified at least two. There are two. There's at least one body double. Two that I've seen that I think have been given performance outings on occasion. Not regularly, but I have seen them. So they're there. It's not uncommon. World War II, there were five people impersonating Winston Churchill at one point. They had five body doubles. A lot of his speeches on the radio weren't even him. All right. David Oates and the wonderful world of reverse speech is going to reveal for all of us to hear tonight some of the horrible truths about this man that only reverse speech can expose. And we're going to do that right now. Hello, David.
Hello, Jeff. How are you? There you go. I said it.
I'm on top of the world. Don't ask again.
That I will not do that. Sorry, I'm just teasing you.
All right. So well, let me ask you a question. Did you have to wash your hands, brush your teeth, and take a shower after doing these reversals on Biden? He is so vile.
I mean, well, look, I'll let the reversals speak for themselves, and you can draw your own conclusions. But let me just say this. He's clearly the worst public figure I have ever analyzed. Now, I haven't analyzed Adolf Hitler, of course, because he speaks in German, not English. But certainly the public figures that I have analyzed in my career, politicians, top media people, this guy's over the top. Look, what I've done is I'm writing my latest book, which is The Great Spiritual Darkness, Book 2. Now, Book 1 was all about evangelists, okay? So I presented all those reversals on your show. Now, Book 2 is all about politicians and public figures. And so I've been going through all my files. I've literally thousands and thousands of reversals. Jeff, you have no idea how many I've got. And I've been cataloging them all. And the picture I'm getting is horrifying, to say the least. I mean, I never knew it was as bad as what I'm finding. So we're going to I literally got hundreds of reversals on Biden about Satan. Oh, no, sorry. About 100 reversals on Biden about Satan, Lucifer, demons. I've never seen that many on anyone. I've got about 20 reversals about deviant sex. I've got about 60 reversals about conning and lying. I cannot cover all these in a two-hour show. It's just amazing, incredible.
We'll give
stuff.
It a shot. So, okay, this is a direct pathway to the most depraved, satanic of humankind that we're going to run into.
Yes,
it sounds pretty grim. I mean, we're talking back to John Wayne Gacy and things here, and this is out of the same general basket.
Oh yes, it is. Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's where do I start? Look, why don't we start with something benign and lead into it?
Sure. Good.
We'll start with a couple of funny ones. Okay. So here's a Biden stuttering and stammering. Oops.
That's the case at all with regard to there's a total of
And he says, "Have I lost it?
Have I lost it? Have I lost it?
Yeah.
Have I lost it?"
That's very interesting and very telling too, because his subconscious is aware of the fact that his conscious self is falling apart.
Absolutely. Then you get this one.
Before he left and got on the plane, the Pope asked whether or not he could meet with my family. And we met in a hangar at the Philadelphia airport.
I lost the health.
Health,
the is a bit quick, but certainly I lost health. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost the health, okay? We'll play
if you
want
to play it one more time, it would be fun because I like to hear every little nuance.
Sure.
Just one more time.
It's a bit quick, which is a bit bit of a shame.
And so at the Philadelphia airport. Philadelphia.
It's there. Yeah, it's just quick.
Gotcha.
It's
very good.
And another benign one. And then we'll get to the juicy stuff.
And doing this kind of thing, my
name
is not all me, but I've been doing this thing my whole life.
I'll be a moron.
It's all there.
So there you go. Have I lost it? I lost the health. I'll be a moron. That in itself is a pretty damning indictment on the man who calls himself president. So let's move into the sex stuff. We'll start off with a benign one and the sex stuff, and then we'll get into the really good stuff. Okay, so here he is talking about a friend of his who has a talented daughter.
And I presumptuously counted myself among them. All of a sudden found out when they had a talented daughter who was a good athlete, how ferociously supportive they became of Title IX. Not a joke.
Lust that I handle. Okay, so lust. Yeah, I've played this verse on your show before. So
it's that is probably a reversal. I'm going to guess, 2 years ago, maybe. Do you have an original date on that?
Was when he was vice president.
That's got to be back. Listen to how he sounds much more competent in forward speech than he does now.
Yeah, that's about 6 years ago. All right, so that's gives a little clue. Okay, so now we're going to slowly lead into it, get deeper and deeper as we go. Here's the next one. He's denying some sexual assault claims against him.
It would not be at the University of Delaware. My archives do not contain personal files.
You serve a need, you fondle. You serve a need, you fondle. Okay. So
it sounds like it's going on to say, you fondle with something. You fondle with. It's got cut off, though.
Okay. I think it's probably just a bad,
Whatever.
Okay. All right. So okay. Let's go. Where do I go from here? Oh, God, there's so many of them. Okay, let's go to this one. Here we go. Here he is at a kindergarten, talking to.
For the ARPA funding.
They all voted for it.
And also,
you'll screw a boy, I met you. Okay, there we go.
So he's saying, I'll blank a boy.
Yes.
Is it the. Okay.
Yes, correct. I met you. Correct. Yes. And then we've got this one here.
10 million families across the country and hundreds of thousands of schools where school children and daycare centers exist.
He talks about school children, then he stutters and says, the daycare centres. And right where he says children, he stutters, he said, gonna say, kid, hid my secret. So, kid hid his secret. What secret is he talking about? It could have anything to do with your squirrel boy I met you. Okay, let me see, where do I go next one? Oh, okay. All right, we'll play this one.
We will never get our economy back on track. We will never get our kids safely back in schools. We'll never have our lives back until we deal with this virus.
We have you kiss D. I'll let you put the last word in. We have you kiss D.
Snick have you kiss D.
Snick have you kiss D. Snick have you kiss D.
Okay. That gets pretty graphic. Here's another graphic one.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
You love your anus, lick it.
Get off your razor sugar.
Get off your razor sugar. Get off your razor sugar.
Okay, you hearing all of this?
I'm not getting an L on lick, but the rest of it's there.
Yeah, it's there. All right. Gee, where do I go? I've got so many of them. This guy's just a what can I play? That's nice. Okay, here, let me play this one. This one will raise some questions.
That gets a little more complicated, but you saw what happened when I was able to convince everyone from including China, India, a number of other countries to agree with us to go into their version of their petroleum reserve.
The network with sodomy.
The network with sodomy.
The network with sodomy. The network with sodomy.
What network with sodomy is he talking about? What does he mean by you love your blank? Maybe the L isn't on liquor, but...
this subculture, it's a subculture. So there would be a network. A network would fit. Unfortunately, it appears to be a growing subculture at that. Pedophilia, the way they have successfully interjected this satanic depravity into the curricula of elementary schools, preschools. How they've gotten away with it. I honestly thought that there would be pushback and it would just not gain any traction. But as I've said many times, this whole thing, LGBTQ+, it has gained more traction than I was surprised. But it's that old axiom, David, if you repeat something often enough and put it up on the flagpole, eventually people are going to start to salute and pay attention. And accept it.
Well, okay. Next week, we're doing Biden this week. Next week, I'm going to do general media politicians. And you will see in the reversals from 10-odd years ago how all this was laid out. And now what is happening is what was in the reversals. It's really quite amazing. This book I'm writing right now will be a real bombshell because it's all here. It's all.
What's it called? What's the title of the new book?
Oh, this is The Great Spiritual Darkness, Book 2. Probably, I might call it More Great Spiritual Darkness. There we go. More Great Spiritual Darkness. There we go.
David's Book a Month Club. You're amazing.
Yeah, I've written 4 books this year so far. I did.
That's remarkable. Yeah.
Well, look, it's not for a shortage of material, I can tell you, Jeff. I'm cataloging 40 years of work. I'm getting a whole bunch of my client transcripts or my client files all transcribed out now, and those who give me permission, I'll be publishing a lot of my client work and case study over the next year or two. So
I don't know if I'll ever get to it, but if I could, I really – between, I think – this wonderful audience and those who would come to discover this program and everything it stands for, and David's work is certainly a big part of that. If I were to write a book about my experiences in 30 years in this business, I've known about, or I've known directly, all the major players. I would say that reasonably.
Yeah,
maybe
I'd
a
say
few.
So. Yeah.
But, and I know things that would be perfect for any tabloid magazine, but they'd be true. I mean, I know things about people. They're gone now, many of them, so it would be okay to write it, I guess. But if I wrote a book about this business, you know, I mean, we could take Art Bell and Ramona and Robert Stevens, and just, I mean, that would just be one huge chapter, but there were so many others. The deceit, go ahead.
You know what Chrissy Curse did a few months ago? I'll say it. Yeah, I do. I repeated the show where Art Bell accused me of cutting and altering tapes, and I couldn't believe they did that. I was shocked. I thought, I sued him for that. That doesn't get publicized. And,
there are so many things that I think people who are good, honest citizens who listen to alt news or talk radio for the truth, they would really learn a lot if we should put these things down sometime. But your stories alone, there's another book for you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Here, let's play a couple of Biden sex reversals. Here's one here. This one's pretty straightforward. Here we go.
But in the end, in every case, the truth is what matters. And in this case, the truth is the claims are false.
Sex sinner. Could be my sex sinner. Hang on. I thought I heard my sex sinner then.
Sinner.
I think it's my sex sinner. So what have we got? We've got licking blank. We've got blanking a boy. We've got the kid keeping a secret. We've got the network with sodomy. We've got we have you kiss blank. You serve and need you fondle. The sex sinner. What else have I played so far? The lust that I handle. I mean, how many more do you want to show that this guy is a real piece of work? Here's a couple more. If you've got any doubts, we'll play some more.
With the Inflation Reduction Act that I signed into law, we're taking on powerful interest to bring healthcare costs down so you can sleep better at night.
Sleep better at night?
Sure.
And herd abuse licking.
And herd abuse licking. And herd abuse licking.
Oh, lick it. And herd abuse lick it. Well, that's the second lick it.
And herd abuse licking. And herd abuse licking. And herd abuse licking.
I mean, look, there's only one way you can interpret that. I mean, you know, when you hear these in isolation, you go, gee, what does that mean? But then you start putting them all together, you know. Really, you're hearing all these reversals, aren't you? Just you're not commenting much, but
I'm listening. It's you're he's painting a picture of pure satanic evil. It's all it is. It's not just somebody with a little problem. This is dark stuff.
Oh, this is horrible stuff. Oh, here we go. Here, let me play this one. There we go. Oh, this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. He's walking out on the stage. This is a video. He's walking out on the stage holding a little girl's hand. Okay? This is this is what I'm seeing.
You did so much for so many kids. Think about it.
Taking the monster. Someone rape me.
Is this the monster? Snaking.
You know what I'm hearing, David? Yeah, I'm hearing snaking the monster, and someone snaked me.
Oh, snaked me. Oh, okay, hang on.
Snaking the monster. Snaking.
You're right.
Snaking the monster.
still just as bad.
Just as bad. Yeah.
It's still just as bad. There we go. I'll play one more. I'll play one more. Then I'll play you some of the references to drugs. I haven't even got to the satanic ones yet. Well, and the con ones. These are just the sex ones. This is just this is just leading up to the real goodies.
Well, I have a question too.
So we made public.
Yes, sir.
When you're done. No. Play this next one. Go ahead.
Education, 12 years of it, universal in the last century.
You shake his D.
Initiation is dick.
I mean, these are just not healthy reversals for someone to have. I mean, these are the thoughts on this guy's mind. I mean, that's what we're here. We're looking into his mind. He's thinking.
Well, the
sexual organs,
yeah,
and right. Boys and kids and
right.
lusts he's handled and sorry.
Did you ever find the reversal? The reversal, the forward speech of him talking about his days as a lifeguard and how the kids were coming up and playing with the hairs on his legs?
No, never heard that.
Oh, that's another one. I'll see if I can find it somewhere. Yeah, it was pretty grim. But what I wanted to say was, I think the most important thing to consider here is that his subconscious mind is just as dirty as his conscious mind.
Oh, I know.
This is an evil presence. Am I right on this?
No, you're absolutely right. You wait till I play all the satanic reversals I got him. It's evil. It is pure evil. In point of fact, here, let me play this. This is a question you can ponder around in your head.
See, because and what I wanted to say also, David, is that for your listeners who may be new. Your long-term listeners know this. The subconscious will often stand back and criticize the conscious.
Oh, yeah. Very common.
It happens all the time.
Very common.
And this one, they're both the same. Jeez.
Yeah, let me play this one as a prelude to some of the satanic ones. And then I want to play all the drug reversals I found on him.
The end result was we ended up joined them. They went and joined ambassadors. We closed down some of their facilities in the United States, etc. He knows their consequences. Now look.
Is he Lucifer?
Clear as day. Yeah.
Put that question in your mind for what's going to come up. But okay. Remember, we were talking about is he on drugs?
I think so, and I tell you why, because amphetamine injections or otherwise ingestions of any kind of speed, methamphetamines, we'll call it that, is a very common treatment for dementia. The idea is to try to shake somebody out, speed them up so they sound rather normal, when in point of fact they're falling apart. And
okay.
So that would be part of this drug milieu, I think. But let's find out. This will be good.
Okay. So here's the first one, talking about methamphetamines.
39 million working moms and dads got their direct payment. That money's going to help cover groceries, the mortgage, new pairs of shoes.
The meth go with your F.
The meth go with your F.
In other words, I'm pretty blanked up here, but meth is helping me to perform.
Function. I got it.
Yeah. Then we've got this one here.
It is in this moment that our character of this generation is formed. Our purpose is found. Our future is forged.
I see the crack.
Mischievous crack.
Now, what's it saying I see the crack for? And here we have another one about crack.
Democracy begins and will be preserved. And we, the people's habits of the heart, in our character,
the crack on it.
Crack on it. There's grass on it.
So I don't know whether he's smoking crack. I don't, not suggesting that, but I'm suggesting what is he being shot up with, meth and whatever.
Well, I think, yeah. I think what he said there was the cracks on it. I heard that. The cracks on it.
Okay, well, okay. The crack is on it.
It's the same thing.
Same thing, yeah. There was a couple of others. Where were the others?
Well, we want to remember also when we hear him speaking, very, very little of it is his own writing or, in fact, does represent his own thinking. It's all written for him. These are all professional writers that write all this stuff. And yet through it, he's reading other people's material. His subconscious is speaking loud and clear. It's right there. Doesn't matter what he's reading. He's reading stuff. That's not the man. That's not the real man. That's not who he is. You're reading script writer's material. That's what you're reading and you're hearing.
Yeah. And what you're hearing backwards is the real him, which is a very unpleasant person.
Including providing for those remdesivir and other drugs that are able to deal with this and prevent, in some cases, but help recovery.
Huh. I said the weed.
I said the weed.
Well, talk about pot, obviously. Seems to be the only. And there was another one about weed, too. Where was it? I've got them all mixed with the. I'm not playing all the sex reversals. There's just so many. I'd take up the whole show. We'll go back to playing more if we have to. Can't see the other one about weed at the top of my head. I do want to finish off this section with these reversals, then we move to the con ones. One more last reversal I want to play, and then we'll move to a different category.
That's how Donald Trump views the world. He sees the world from Park Avenue. I see it from where I grew up in a town like this, from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hard scrapple, hard work in town, just like this and so many more across Wisconsin.
In amongst the sick, you're sick.
In amongst the sick, you're sick.
In amongst the sick, you're sick.
That's funny. That's a funny comment from his subconscious mind.
It is.
Looking over the terrain, in amongst the sick, you're sick. Yep.
Exactly right. Wow. Okay, let's see. So that's Biden sex drug subcategory.
And we're supposed to think, David, that he got 83 million votes in the 2020 election, more than any other U.S. presidential candidate in history. That's the official line. It's just so preposterous. It's just like saying Lee Harvey Oswald shot John Kennedy. It's absurd.
Yeah, absolutely. It's where do I start with these reversals? These are all these are all horrible. All right, where do I start? All right, we'll start with this one. All right. Okay, we'll start with this one. Okay, here we go.
The audience. I commend the exceptional bravery of Officer Eric Talley. I send my deepest condolences to his family.
Sounds very sincere, doesn't he? The same lie, you see lie.
It's too low, David. Can't hear it.
Oh, really?
The audio is way down.
Yeah, it's only a one channel. That's the trouble. It's not
okay. What does he say again?
Say lie, you see lie. No, we'll have to scrap that one. Sorry about that. It's only coming from one. It must have been a bad track. He's just lying. He's okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So let me see. There's so many. Okay, we'll just. Okay, here we go. We'll play. We'll just look. I'm just going to go down the list.
Our competitors aren't waiting. To ensure the future is made in America, we need to win not just the jobs of today, but the jobs and industries of tomorrow.
Con now was in you.
Not now within you.
Or could be within you. Con now within you. Okay, I'm just going down the list. I'm not choosing them now. Just these are in order of that they're on my folder in my computer.
Right.
But today's a reminder, a painful one, that democracy is fragile, and to preserve it requires people of goodwill, leaders of the courage to stand up, who are devoted not to the pursuit of power, or the personal interest pursuits of their own selfish interest at any cost.
With a con.
But to the common good.
Oh, sorry. Here we go.
With a con.
Wait. One more time.
Oh, hang on. I'll open it back up again. Sorry. Here we go.
But to the common good. With a con.
This con.
With. This con.
Yeah, that's right. With this con.
Got it.
All right. Next one. Here we go.
Can you talk and reflect a little bit more about what is unity when you see it and as you define it?
Well, I think it makes up several of the issues, the points you made.
Must scam me there. Oh, it's my scam. Be there. Sorry. My scam. Be there. Look, Jeff, I haven't listened to these. All I've done is moved them over. You know, I mean, there's hundreds of them. I've just moved them up to my folder.
Well, I'd like to hear that again, too. Tell me what your take is. What is your take?
My scam. Be there.
Okay.
Must scam me there.
It's I think he's saying being.
Yeah,
there.
That's right. Yeah.
My scam being there.
Being there. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hang on. Well, let's play it again. So I close them out too quick. Sorry about that.
Must scam me there.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Must scam me there.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a scam. Okay.
The man is a complete fraud. He's a mentally ill, demented, perverted fraud, utterly steeped in satanic beliefs that are off the chart. Certainly, the guy is directly from Satan's own. Yeah. Horrible.
Our two, we all the Satan reversals, and I want to start our two with a little disclaimer that on Satan.
Well,
disclaimer is the wrong word. It's a I want to talk a little bit about, is Satan real or is it only a metaphor? So before I introduce that section, but I'll wait till we get there. Okay, so here we go. Next one.
We achieved those objectives. That's why we went. We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
But a con led you.
Yeah,
the whole thing was a con. Everything was a con. Okay, next one.
Did they shake hands? How far did they talk? Who talked the most and the rest? Now, he can say what he said the meeting was about, and I will say what I think the meeting was about. That's how I'm going to handle it.
We're sneaky. Okay.
It's, you know, David, it's all a fraud. It's all a hoax, and he can't hide it. It's completely a scam. Everything, a con. It's all fraud on the people.
It's all true. It's reversals. It's everywhere.
Right.
You remember how I played the reversals on Obama last week and said I didn't know I had these. I mean, I didn't know I had so many of these on Biden. I was just shocked going through his file.
Not only a real soldier, but he has stood up and stuck up for me.
I am a blank up.
I am a fucker.
Don't know what that's.
I think you might want to put a P on the end of that.
Oh, I did. Yeah, there is. Yes, sorry. Yes, I am a blank up. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a blank up.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
A blanker. Yeah. I'm a blank up, but I got a P on the end.
Sorry, I meant to say up. Here, I'll play it again.
I am a blank up.
That's how I've got it written down. So.
Right. I am a fucker.
Yeah.
I am a fucker.
Yeah.
I am a fucker.
Well, we know that. here's one. Oh, this is actually not in the. Well, I guess it's in the right folder. We're going to get on to evil money in the next hour.
People are getting hard-working families are getting a check in the mail on the 15th. Today's the 15th, isn't it? Or their bank account.
I am in the cash.
I am in the cash.
I am in the cash. I am in the cash.
Yeah, he's the one who's got all the money in his own bank account, okay?
Oh, several, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, they've looted this country for decades, apparently.
Yes, I know. It's all coming out now. And the Democrats are saying it's a witch hunt. They can talk.
When I ran for president, I ran for three reasons. I said one was restore the soul of America. Just basic decency, looking up on.
The deceit is here. This deceit is here. Sorry, and this deceit is here, I think.
Deceit is here.
Yeah, and this deceit is here. You got it.
All right. And next one.
To walk that extra mile, to knock on that door, to pick up the phone, to actually pull up in your own vehicle and take someone who needs to get to a vaccination site.
I tell you, once you know this guy's reversal, you can't listen to him with a straight face. I mean, you can't just listen to him without laughing your head off. This one says, then a con.
Then the con.
Then the con. Then the con.
Then the con. It's all there. His subconscious is speaking straight from the dark side and describing him perfectly. He's not covering up for him at all. He's just being what he is. That's who he is. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Unreal. Unreal.
Next one.
Because we have a time. We have a chance. We have a chance to make significant change in this country.
Defend the scam.
All right, David, your audio dropped down about 50%. If you want to do that again, that'd be good.
Okay. All right.
Because we have a time, we have a chance. We have a chance to make significant change in this country.
Okay.
Defend this scam.
Defend this scam. Defend this scam.
There's another hustle. Right? Yeah, scam. There it is.
It's just everywhere. Here's a funny one.
David, get right up on your phone or your speaker.
Have you lost me? Is this better?
No, I didn't lose you. You're good. Now you're louder. Drive a little harder into the mic.
Okay. Sorry about that. Is that better? There we go.
Yes.
Okay. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
They did not. Your son, idiot.
Son, idiot.
Son, idiot. Son, idiot.
That's his thoughts about Hunter Biden just slipping out.
Well, that's his subconscious staking out its own territory again. And, your son is an idiot.
It's everywhere. Next time, we'll just play these till the bottom of the hour, and then we get to all the satanic ones. And we'll just play it till we're out of time. There's so much material.
Right. These are the basics. He should have been preparing us to weather the valleys and peaks of this virus. He should have been working to shore up the vulnerabilities in our healthcare system that have been laid bare in this crisis that he's trying to eliminate in court.
What does this one say? Hang on. Where is it? We're full of shit. Sorry. Okay. These aren't too bad, actually, these reversals, considering I haven't checked them. I'm just...
No, they're coming across very well. You've got them nailed. They're good.
Yeah. I didn't even bother sending them to Jeff because there's hundreds of them here. I said, I'm not going to do that to Jeff. So, okay, next one along.
And get vaccinated when it's your turn. It's a patriotic responsibility you have.
The lie you get.
Get out of your gift.
Get out of your gift.
Nothing comes out of this man's mouth that is truth. It is just to quote
really
his own
amazing.
Person.
I've never seen anything quite like this that I can remember.
No, it's just incredible. Oh, here he is talking about COVID.
K through 12 schools should be open. And that safety is increased if schools require all adults work in the schools to get vaccinated and take the safety measure that the CDC is recommending, including masking.
Have biggest hoax.
Have biggest hoax.
Have biggest hoax. Have biggest hoax.
Well, he does have, he's saying have biggest hoax, and that's it. The biggest hoax, the COVID pandemic.
Exactly right. Next one.
But that's not how it works for people with tens of millions of dollars. They play by a different set of rules, and they're often not employees themselves.
We con in the foreigner.
McDon in the foreigner.
McDon in the foreigner. McDon in the foreigner.
You know, that's exactly what this Hunter Biden stuff and Biden family money is all about, conning the foreigners to give them millions of dollars in bribe funds, bribe money.
Yeah. His son calls him the big guy. I can get you a meeting with a big guy if you transfer a couple hundred thousand to us or whatever they charge. There's so much corruption here. It's endemic to the personalities of these people. It's not like an occasional thing. This is who they are, through and through, 100% corrupt.
It is. Absolutely correct. There's no other way to describe this.
No.
100% corrupt, sexually, morally, ethically, financially.
He's totally depraved. There's nothing good about this human being. Nothing. Nothing.
No. I never found anything good in it. If anyone listens to these reversals and still goes away and votes for him, I don't know why. I don't know what I've got to say to you. You're in denial. That's all I can say. All right. Here's another one.
What about Trump's commitment to buy American? Like the rest of President Trump's promise, it has nothing to do with reality. It's all a bunch of hot air.
A lie is the word that you con.
The liar's the word Mr. Huns.
The liar's the word Mr. Huns. The liar's the word Mr. Huns.
There you go. It's all there.
The lie is the word, and I got the last as being
that you
I think
con.
He said that. Well, I got neocons in there.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I wasn't totally happy with the last half of it. Okay.
Try
so
see if neocon word. Fits.
Okay, sure.
The liar's the word, Mr. Huns.
Oh, yeah.
The liar's the word, Mr. Huns.
I can hear that.
The liar's the word, Mr. Huns.
Yeah, I can hear that.
There's two statements made. There's a period in the middle somewhere. And the last part is, I don't have exact clarity on the first little part right before, but I think that is neocons.
Yeah, okay.
Talking about neocons. The neocons are the war lovers, the war party, the war instigators, the imperialists.
Okay, next one.
Rebuild the system that can accommodate the what is happening today. And I'd like to think it's because I'm a nice guy, but it's not. It's because of what's happened every year. Let me say one other thing on this.
They see the lie, you've wrecked the past.
We're similar, you've wrecked the past.
We're similar, you've wrecked the past. We're similar, you've wrecked.
They see the lie you've wrecked in the past. Yeah, you've wrecked in the past, all right, Joe. Lots of times. And they do see the lie.
Yes, indeed. Yep, just one after the other. Here's the next one.
They're saying they won't take them back, not all of them. We're in negotiations with the president of Mexico. I think we're going to see that change. They should all be going back, all be going back. The only people we're not going to let sitting there on the other side of the Rio Grande by themselves with no help are children.
What a load of...
Unbelievable. A monumental fabrication and lie. Monumental.
Blatant, outright lie.
Well, the best figure we have, David, is 10 million have come in since he illegally occupied the White House. 10 million.
10 million. Yeah. I need to sell in your con.
I need to sell in your con.
I need to sell in your con.
Clear as day.
I need to sell in your con.
No doubt over that one. That one is clear. Here, let's play that one again. Listen to the forwards on this. The absolute BS forwards.
They're saying they won't take them back. Not all of them. We're in negotiations with the president of Mexico. I think we're going to see that change. They should all be going back, all be going back. The only people we're not going to let sitting there on the other side of the Rio Grande by themselves with no help are children.
Need to sell in your con.
I need to sell in your con.
I need to sell in your con. I need to sell in your con.
This is the most disingenuous. Disingenuous is polite.
You're just being very polite. No, he's destroying it. He and his control mechanism, Obama is a big part of it, are literally destroying the United States. They are literally destroying everything they touch. All lies, all the time, nonstop.
Yep. Ah, jeez, everywhere. How many times? Gee, we're almost out of time. Let me scroll down and find some ones that are sticking out. Okay, let's play. I'm only about a third of the way down the list of all the con reversals.
All right.
He wants to lower again, costing $30 billion to the Treasury, lower the capital gains tax to 15%. So while someone who makes their money's off the market is paying the 15% rate.
And I'm a scammer?
And I'm a scammer.
And I'm a scammer. And I'm a scammer.
Yeah, well, we know that. Here's another one.
It speaks to all of us, whether we're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, or any other faith, or no faith at all. It speaks to all of us as human beings who are here on this earth to care for one another, to look out for one another, to love one another.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm an old fake.
I'm an old fake. I'm an old fake.
We know that. Something we don't know. Just unbelievable. Here's another one. I'm just scanning through them now because I won't get through them all this hour.
That's why the Justice Department has required body cameras, banned choke calls, and restricted no-knock warrants for its officers.
You make it up.
You make it up. You make it up. You make it up.
Actually, I heard that a bit differently. Then I heard you make it up. Hang on.
You make it up. You make it up.
No, I'm hearing it.
You make it up.
You make it up. You're right.
Yeah, I heard it. You make it up.
He's just making it up. He's just going along. It's all BS. All of it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Here's another one.
The tax system is not fair. It is not fair.
Ray Pons.
Yeah, he's just standing up. He's saying he's not going to do anything about it. You know, brave con. It's just another con, you know.
Could that have been grave con?
Like I actually wondered that myself, actually. Let's play it again.
No, I got a B.
Hey?
I got a B. It's brave.
Yeah, I was about to say the lips make a B. Where are we? Where's another one? Here's one here.
to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify.
Oh, yeah, right. Well done, Joe, with the con's kiss.
With the con's kiss.
With the con's kiss. With the con's kiss.
With the con's kiss. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's another one. There we go. All right, we'll come back with all the Satan ones, okay?
I don't know if I can take any more. That was just as awful and bad as it could be. There's nothing redeeming about this guy in any way, shape, or form. Nothing. He is the face of evil.
What do you hear the next hour?
All right. Yeah. Hold on. David and I will be right back with another hour to go. Reverse speech, the truth about Joe Biden. Next.